I have a trivia question for you today. Which area small airport at one time was listed in the top 20 in the nation? The same airport was listed as the second best in the state of Indiana. Now, that's for small airports. You probably guessed it was the Stark County Airport. There's a great history of aeronautics here in Stark County. Stark County's first airport was located at the corner of 8 and 35, the northeast corner on County Road 100 North. Later, the airport was about a half a mile north of State Road 8 on Road 300 East. After December the 7th, 1941, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the government put a freeze on flying, and all airplanes were ordered to be sold so the government could use them for pilot training. At the time, that closed down the Stark County Airport. After the war, an airport was constructed on the land where now stands Stark Memorial Hospital, the library, and, of course, the elementary and the high school campus. I'm told that at one time, the Stark County Airport had the largest airplane dealership in the state, the Swallow Line. The dealership was operated by Roy Eichsted, who later became mayor of the city of Knox. The airport was moved to its current location in the mid-1970s. If you'd like to know more about Stark County's aeronautical history, check in with the Henry F. Schricker Museum on South Main Street. And you might want to learn about a lady named Augusta Pichetti Banta Burton, one of the first female pilots in Stark County. Contact Melba Schilling. Airports, airplanes, aeronautics. Another bit of Stark County history. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnarl.